Here in the U.S., immigration has been in the spotlight this week as hundreds of thousands of immigrants held demonstrations and a national work stoppage. Meanwhile, border protection groups say they're rapidly gaining new members. As part of our series of commentaries on immigration, Ruben Navarrete is worried about some extreme responses.
These are hard days in America. It's like we're going through some horrible cultural trauma, and the full consequences may not be known for years. In the last few weeks, there have been death threats against California's most prominent Latino elected officials, the lieutenant governor and the mayor of Los Angeles. A Hispanic teenager in Houston was beaten and sodomized, allegedly by two white boys who yelled racial slurs. Border vigilantes burned the Mexican flag outside the Mexican consulate in Tucson. And there's an internet video game that lets players shoot Mexicans crossing the border, complete with splattered blood. Some insist that all this is some sort of backlash against street protests awash in Mexican flags, or against the work stoppage and economic boycott in support of immigrants' rights. Or in something that has the cultural right up in arms, the translating of the national anthem into Spanish by a British record producer. But the backlash theory only serves to absolve individuals of their own personal responsibility. I have my own theory. I say we're witnessing something we've seen before, aimed at African Americans and Jews and gays and Muslims and any other group that's been blamed for society's ills. What we're seeing is evil, mixed with racism, and more precisely, ethnocentrism, the sort that's served up at the dinner table, where children hear their parents make careless and ignorant remarks about how this group is taking over or that group doesn't know its place. It's into this cauldron of hostility and hatred and hurt feelings that Congress must now go. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says he wants an immigration reform bill by Memorial Day, one that will probably contain some combination of amnesty and greater border security. Let's hope the Senate meets that deadline. Let's also hope that whatever bill is produced fares well in conference with the hardline approach approved by the House. Finally, let's hope that the protesters and the boycotters learn the big lesson, that the way to effect change in this country is not through disengaging and divesting, but through active involvement in the political process. Voting and holding politicians in both parties accountable for their excesses may not be as sexy as waving flags or threatening boycotts, but they do have the added benefit of having changed the world on occasion. The hour is late. Enough theatrics. It's time for Congress to put aside the posturing and the pandering and send a bill to the president before the already ugly mood in this country gets even uglier.
Commentator Ruben Navarrete is a member of the San Diego Union-Tribune editorial board and a nationally syndicated columnist.